Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have William Warren with The Sketch Effect. Welcome, William.
Hey, Lee. Thanks for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about The Sketch Effect. How are you serving folks?
Absolutely. So at The Sketch Effect, we consider ourselves a visual communications company or agency. And essentially what that means is we use visuals to help our clients communicate their ideas more effectively. Specifically, to give a little bit more color around it, we do animated videos, whiteboard videos, motion graphics. We make infographics. And we also do a really unique service that maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't, but it's called live sketching or graphic recording. And the way that works is we have a team of artists, and one of our artists or multiple artists will attend an event, be it in person or now virtual, which is our, you know, 2020 new normal. But they attend an event, and while there's content being discussed, whether it's a brainstorming session or a panel discussion or a keynote, the artist is actively listening, synthesizing, and creating a real-time sketch of that content, sort of illustrating it out for all to see.
So while it's happening, instead of just maybe a static shot of somebody just speaking, now there's something visually interesting happening on the screen, which would be welcome in most cases, I would think.
Exactly. What we tell people is we bring the element of visual learning to an event. So, you know, everybody, there's four different channels of learning, one of which is visual. And visual is actually the most powerful channel, according to the science. So what we do is we bring that element of visual learning to an event, helping people better understand what they're learning so that really they really get it, so they can, you know, really have that aha moment, but also help them remember it better. You know, the data shows that people remember what they see far more than what they hear or read. And then also we bring an element of shareability and kind of a cool factor where it's just fun to see an artist sketching. It's really great and fun to take photographs of their work and then share it with others. It's a really, it's just an alternative way to capture content coming out of an event.
And then, I agree 100%. That's a different, unique, powerful way to visually kind of engage somebody. And I think a lot of people are leaning on video now because of Zoom and all of these, kind of virtual things they're forced to do now, but they're not doing anything that's visually interesting. Like it's, and that's one of the key components to me of video is it's a show, not tell medium.
Exactly.
And they're not leveraging it in the manner that you're really wringing out the most value. And I think that what you're trying to do and doing really kind of takes it up a notch and really gives value to the viewer.
Exactly. In 2020, you know, with everything being virtual, there are two, there's really two axes. There are two levers you can pull, audio and visual. You know, before this season of COVID, when folks attended an event, they could engage all five of their senses. But unfortunately, with a screen in the way, there's really only two main senses that that folks have to engage their audience, and that's the audio and the visual. And so what we do is we provide a specifically in the context of virtual events, a really compelling way to inject some visual learning and visual interest to what could otherwise be a fairly boring or mundane Zoom call.
Right. I think, I don't know what, you know, people here, and I get this all the time because we do audio. That's our sweet spot. That's what we do. So we lean into audio and we want to be the best to do that. But we get people like, can I do video? And then their answer, of course you can do video. But if you don't have anything visually compelling there, then you're just asking the viewer to do more work to get the same thing they would have gotten through audio.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Yeah. And we, and I love the medium of radio and the medium of audio only. I think it takes an extreme amount of talent to do that well and effectively. For us at the Sketch Effect, visuals is what we geek out about. And so ultimately, our goal is really just to add value to the work our clients are already doing, add value to their events by doing what we know best, which is how to sketch.
Right. And I think that that's, if somebody's thinking about doing video, my point is that to just sit in front of a camera with a headshot of you speaking, that's not enough. Like, that's not doing video.
Right.
You know, raise your game, do something else that's helping the viewer, providing more value. And I think your service is something like that.
Right. With virtual events, you are competing with all the other shiny distractions on the screen. Literally, the entire world is at your audience's fingertips. And so if your virtual event or your virtual meeting is less interesting than something else on the internet, then you're going to lose your audience. You're going to lose that engagement. And so one of our, you know, we always remind our clients that we are helping to increase that engagement, to make it so that folks don't want to click away to something more shiny. They don't want to click off the window to a blog or to a chat or to social media. They want to stay engaged. They want to see this meeting progress, because not only are they hearing great content, but, you know, with a Sketchfect, they get to see the content come to life as well.
Now, what is the, at the end of the event, what's the, what happens to that sketch?
So we are very excited about what happens after. So I appreciate that question. At the end of our events, we provide our clients with a really compelling set of follow-up material, specifically in the form of a still image. So a JPEG or a PDF of the finished sketch. And the finished sketch is colorful. It's very illustrative. It's really fun to look at. So they get the still image. But we also offer our clients time-lapse videos of the sketch. So we're able to produce a time-lapse recording of the actual sketch in progress. And we are able to provide that to our clients as well. So, you know, in the standard meeting follow-up is, you know, it'll be something like, hey, here's the slide deck. You know, make sure to look at all 70 of our PowerPoint slides. Or here's the written notes. Make sure to look at all 10 pages of these notes. And that form of follow-up is effective to an extent, but it's really not exciting and engaging for people. But what we provide is an image of what they've learned, a sketch, either an image or a video, which we've heard from our clients is much more compelling and tantalizing form of follow-up to send people after an event has wrapped up.
Now, what is this good for meetings that are, you know, 30 minutes, an hour? Like, you can have somebody sketching for an hour, like in a webinar? Or like, what's usually the time frame that these things take place where it's most effective?
Anything you can think of. Obviously, virtual events, or what we're learning is that virtual events tend to be shorter than in-person events, mostly because it's hard to keep people captivated with a computer screen for more than a couple hours. But what we have seen is that we've seen our clients take what would have been maybe a 3-day in-person conference in Las Vegas, for instance, and instead they're breaking it up over 4 or 5 weeks and doing these sort of micro virtual sessions. So that's sort of the norm we're seeing in the industry. But in terms of the sketching can be done for any length of meeting. I would say our standard is around 1 hour to 2 hours, because that's typically what most virtual events are these days. But we've done all day virtual events. We've done multi-day virtual events. We've done as short as, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. So it's really whatever, whatever the client is doing, we're able to come in and add value through the live sketching.
So now, if there was like some sort of one screen maybe is a slide deck, and then your person would be sketching and maybe in the second screen, is that how, what does it look like visually?
There's a variety of ways to approach it. A lot of it depends on the platform. So different platforms have different limitations. Unfortunately, it's not a standard across the board from Zoom or Microsoft Teams or GoToMeeting or WebEx. Everyone is a little bit different, but most platforms have a screen sharing functionality. And so we encourage our clients to share the artist's screen. So most of our sketching we do on an iPad. And so we'll join an event, and if the client wants to, the artist can literally share his or her screen so that folks in this virtual meeting can watch as they're sketching. Now, a lot of our clients do have other slide material, or maybe they have a speaker whose face they want to feature on their video. And so in that case, we encourage a sort of rotating spotlight of the artist. So the artist might not be screen sharing the entire time, but maybe they're screen sharing every 5 minutes. If there is a facilitator who's kind of running the virtual meeting, they can sort of toggle on and toggle off what screen.
So they're like the DJ. They're going.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, we've seen some virtual event platforms that are extremely robust and have a lot of functionality. And so we've had some clients who will have the artist as like, you know, one window in the bottom corner of the screen, but then have the speaker in another window and then the notes in another window. Obviously, there's a range of ability with the virtual event platform. And, we're not the experts on the platform itself, but we are able to come in and add the sketching to most every platform a client might be using.
So now you're had to flex, obviously, because of COVID and come up with these different kind of offerings. Is this getting traction for you? Are people jumping all over that? I would imagine that this is super compelling for a lot of folks.
That's a great question. So yeah, to give you a bit of context, last year in 2019, we did over 200 in-person client engagements all over the country and even the world. We went international several times. And so in 2020, going into this year, we were extremely fired up and ready to have another great and exciting year. And I'm sure you can imagine our horror and shock when in March we started seeing events get canceled one by one. And at first it felt kind of like, oh, this is not good. And then we realized this is really bad. In fact, this is entirely disrupting our business model. So yeah, by mid-March, we had zero client events on the calendar, zero. As a business, imagine your revenue stream drying up completely almost overnight. So for us, we had no choice. We did have to pivot. We did have to innovate. And so I remember that week very vividly. We rushed into the office and we said, we got to make a new product. We have to pivot our product. And so we rolled out this virtual version of our live sketching service in a matter of days and started promoting it as soon as we possibly could. And what's actually really cool is that this is actually not a brand new service. We'd actually had done this virtual sketching for clients in the past, just every now and then, never as the main thing, just as sort of a side offering that we could provide if a client had a webinar or a virtual event. But in mid-March, it became the main thing. And so, yeah, to date, we have sketched over 80 virtual events, and it seems to be gaining more and more traction. August last month, we had our highest number of reach outs through our website, people wanting to know more about this service. And so, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, as a business, we're not out of the woods yet because, we're still figuring out how we're going to survive in this new world. But it's been very promising and very encouraging to see clients' interest in this service and also to get great feedback after we finish the work.
Yeah, this is, I get the privilege to interview business owners, and through this whole pandemic, we had a pivot as well. So then the number of interviews I've done has gone up dramatically because people are at home and they're more available to do this than coming into a studio. That was our the way that they used to do it. And it's just amazing to me the resilience and creativity of business owners when forced to change, and it kind of a do or die situation in a lot of cases. And just how creative folks are and how quickly they're able to pivot and then, you know, change gears and then make an offering, put it out there, start getting traction again. It's must have felt like forever, but it really in a blink of an eye, when you look at the way that people imagine how business works, congratulations, that's a big achievement. And it's nothing to not take a moment and appreciate.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. So adaptability has been one of our core values for years as a business. And so this year has really put that value to the test. And so we are, so far we've been really pleased with how this new offering has been received in the marketplace. And yes, to your point, it's really the adaptable businesses that survive. It's those that are willing to evolve and to innovate. And I'm just impressed to see the incredible ideas and new innovative solutions that are coming out of this. I mean, even last night, my wife and I went to a drive-in movie here in Atlanta where we live. And that's, you know, kind of an older thing, but folks are finding a way to bring that back and to make that innovative and make that compelling and exciting.
Yeah.
And you know, there's endless stories of entrepreneurs and businesses that are taking this crisis, which is what it is. It's a crisis. It's really terrible. No, nobody wanted this, but they're leveraging this crisis to create new value and new solutions and provide services that people need and people crave.
And it's something that even when this pandemic wanes, this is something that can be part of your arsenal going forward.
Exactly. So I've told my team, I want to look back on this year of 2020 as the year where we really pivoted and launched some game-changing innovations, you know, the year that defined our business for the next 10 to 20 years. And yes, we're earning a whole new set of clientele, we're working in a whole new set of industry segments, market segments. And so, yes, I mean, hopefully when things get back to normal, there'll be, this will continue to be a staple, you know, a service that we continue to offer and excel at.
Right. It can broaden your reach. You can be reaching a lot more people all the time, you know, with a remote workforce, as well as doing the in-person stuff. So it becomes an and, not an or at some point.
Right.
Now, for you going through this process and kind of leading your team through it, do you have any advice for other business people to, you know, handle that kind of crisis where you're like, okay, guys, we have to do this together. Like, let's get the team together and not feel sorry for ourselves and let's just come up with a plan.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think one thing that I would encourage everyone to do is just to be honest with your teams. You know, I think there's a temptation to maybe hide the truth or to sugarcoat the truth. And I think that's a mistake. So from the beginning, I let my team know the stakes. You know, when we saw all of our jobs get canceled, I said, this is really not good. And I was honest about the finances and I kind of gave them an idea of what we were working with and what we needed to make to survive. And you know, it's not a fun conversation to have, but I do think it helped galvanize everyone around this urgency and need to pivot. So that's one thing I would suggest is just to be brutally honest about the facts. Now, at the same time, I also would encourage leaders to be, you know, constant optimists. You know, privately, I had my doubts and had my worries, but outwardly, I wanted to let the team know that I am optimistic about this. I think we can make, you know, we can make something out of this. We can turn lemons into lemonade here. So I think that combination of honestly addressing the present reality, the brutal facts as they're described, and I think the book is Good to Great, acknowledge the brutal facts, I believe. But then also pivoting to optimism and showing people that, you know, we're on a journey and one day we're going to look back at this journey as maybe our finest hour. And I think that's a really great way to get a team engaged. And then the third thing is just to get busy. So I remember in March and April, we had very few client projects, especially on the video front, but we got busy with working on our business. So we used that time to work on internal initiatives, improving some internal things, processes, marketing, branding, things like that. So there was never, even though the jobs may have decreased significantly in the spring, March, April, May, our team was maybe busier than ever just working on things to improve our business. So those are a few things that I try to do with our business. I'm sure there's many more kind of leadership lessons when it comes to crisis, but those are things that I try to channel with our team.
Yeah. Just keep grinding every day, get a little better, just kind of do the work every day. And there's no shortcuts. There's no magic fix. It's just battling every day.
Exactly.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, is there an ideal client? Like who is your ideal client?
So we primarily work with corporate clients, also some nonprofit and some educational clients. But honestly, anybody who has an event and they want to maximize the value of that event, we can help serve them. So typically it's, you know, a leadership summit or an all hands meeting or a brainstorm session or, you know, an exciting conference with keynotes and panel discussions. Any of those type of events we can help serve. And then on the video front, you know, we haven't talked too much about the animation work we do, but really anybody who has an idea that they want to communicate more efficiently and effectively can leverage the power of animation. That's what we do. You know, our videos are between 2 and 3 minutes. It's a lot of, we work with internal teams. So sharing messages to internal audiences, you know, corporate communication type of things. But we also do marketing and sales videos, more external customer facing work. So if people want to learn more, our website is thesketcheffect.com. That's THE and then sketch, SKETCH, and then effect with an E, thesketcheffect.com. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at The Sketch Effect. And I suggest if folks are interested to reach out, learn a little bit. I mean, the live sketching is new to a lot of people. You know, when I mention what we do, a lot of times I get the kind of confused head scratch response. you sketch during meetings, you draw what people say, like that sounds kind of weird. So if that does sound weird to you, just check out our website and you'll get a little bit more understanding of how it works.
Well, William, thank you so much for sharing your story today. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely. I appreciate the chance to come on, and hopefully this was a valuable, interesting conversation to your listeners. And best of luck with you and your work as well.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.